Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This satsang, this radio program is for March the 3rd, 2018. We are trundling along in this new year, are we not? I'm always amazed at how fast it all goes. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I am grateful you are here. We're going to talk about how do I know, meaning me, how do I know anything? And that is a very good question to ask. And I often get these questions, and they are sincere, and some of them are a little edgy, but most of them are very sincere. So I chose a sincere one and an edgy one, and so I think you'll find it interesting. I want to remind you that these radio programs, as well as everything you see on the Aspire website, is there due to the kindness, the generosity, and the loving support of our sponsors who see the validity, the power, and the importance of Aspire and what it's trying to do and does do to humankind. It offers insight. It offers an awakening, a fresh point of view. I do all sorts of work with TV and as well as doing my hospice work. And all of this is supported by our sponsors. And I want to thank them. And I hope that you will consider being a sponsor. We are supported only through your tax-deductible gifts. It is only through your contributions that any of this happens. And I hope that you will join us in our effort to sustain Aspire. Go to the website at aspire.org. Go take a look at the main page there. You will see support, of course. And then if you click on that, a menu will come, a drop-down menu, and you will see why support Aspire. That's a very good question. Go take a look. I think you'll find it very interesting. And you can sign up right there at that place. And you get all sorts of wonderful little goodies for being a sponsor. Things that I think will be very advantageous to your spiritual growth and the things that maybe you're trying to achieve in your life. It's very, very important. How do I know? Interesting. I don't know what the word know means to people. To me, there is the knowing that comes from intellect. There is the knowing that comes from knowledge. There is the knowing that comes from intuitive state. But there is a deeper knowing than all of that. And that deeper knowing is something that is not privy to people in general who do not meditate. Now, some people, very rarely, somebody will come in to this lifetime, and they will pick up where they left off from a past life and know. And I get that, and I buy that. But there is a lot of people that just pretend to know, and they don't know nothing. It's all about intellect and connecting the logical dots. There is nothing logical about spiritual work, nothing logical at all. Absolutely nothing. And it's a very difficult thing to demonstrate, to show, to help people with. It's just very, very difficult. So here we go with the questions. This one comes from Jack. He does not tell me where he lives, but he just says Midwest. How do I know that you are right? I listen to you, and at times you make sense, and at times you don't. I find you very interesting and other times very boring. How do I know you're right, Jack? Well, I'm sorry you find me boring. I try really hard not to be boring. If anything, I don't want to bore you. So that's another reason for me at the end of every program to say to you, please forgive me. I am sorry for that. But I can't keep everybody's attention. It's just impossible. It's a huge audience with lots of different people listening, lots of different intellects, lots of different genetics hearing me, legions of genetics. I'm appealing to everything that you have lived for, lived by. I talk to everything that is about you, every experience you've had that's dinged you, every experience you've had that you think has multiplied you, made you a better person, whatever. I talk to all ranges of people, and you never know exactly how you're going to hit the chord for someone. And it always amazes me. I'll write commentaries. I write two a month for my sponsors and those who are interested and take subscriptions. And when I'm writing them, I'm not there. It's I never remember what I've totally written. I really don't. People think that I've got them all memorized. I've written hundreds of them, and I don't have them memorized. I don't know. But it always surprises me when a commentary hits the chord of the masses here, when I get all sorts of, wow, that was good, or wow, this is that, or wow, that made me think. Or, and, you know, normally I don't hear anything. I write a commentary, nobody says a word, not a word. So I figure, you know, they're reading it, and it, you know, how can you help people, really? You can't. I don't write them for kudos. I write them to maybe provoke something in you, and actually they're confessions. So anyway, with all of that, I'm always surprised at what hits the chord. I always am. I'm so wrong about everything in that. So there you are there, Jack. How do I know I'm right? I'm not here to be an authority figure to you. I'm not here to be right. I'm not selling you my rightness. I'm not selling you righteousness either. I am sharing with you, both on radio, TV, commentaries, podcasts, video casts, these radio programs, everything. I am just sharing with you my direct experience. What is coming from me, it really isn't from a Greg. It just appears that way. There is no from me, okay? You have to understand that. It's coming through. And the through that it comes through is not the author of anything that is being written, said, or done. So if you are in agreement with some of the things that come through me, fine and dandy, that's wonderful. If you're not, fine and dandy, it's wonderful. Maybe it's wrong. Who knows? But maybe it's not. Who knows? It's not a matter of what's right and wrong. It goes further than that. It's a matter of what resonates. What is it that is resonating in you? What is it that I'm saying that strikes that resonation chord? And it's something that we, you and I, both know, but we don't talk about or can't talk about. It is something about maybe the state of love that lives within us. We don't talk about it much. We have difficulty talking about it, but there you are. So you look at it and you think to yourself, is this true? Is this thing that Greg is saying, is it true? And I can understand that. I do. Believe me, I do. You have to have a certain place inside you where you are interested in what I'm talking about. And if you're not interested in what I'm talking about, and the majority of the population of this world is not interested in what I'm talking about, then you're never going to get it. You're never going to understand why I'm even here, or what my purpose is in your life, or what I'm, you think what I'm trying to achieve. I'm not trying to achieve anything. I am trying to serve you with something that is so vital, so important, so necessary in your life. and yet is given absolutely little or no recognition at all within you. What I talk about governs our whole lives. It is the state of our lives. It determines not the quality and longevity of our life, though it can affect those areas. It affects the meaning of your life. And most people don't have meaning in their life. The only meaning they have is family, lovers, friends, food, travel, money. And that's about it. And the effort to live a little bit beyond all of that and find that which lives within is not of interest. It is not something they think they can do. It's not something they think they should do. They have absolutely no interest in it at all. Because as my friend said in college to me, if you can't eat it, drink it, smoke it, have sex with it, or drive it, spend it, it's not worth it. And that's the motto of humankind. That's the way they think and that's the way they believe. So there you are. It's all relative to you, Jack. Don't look at me and think, well, I should be thinking like him or I shouldn't be thinking like him. I don't want you to be anything near me. I don't want you to be thinking like me or not thinking. It's not the point. The point is to awaken. I'm making suggestions for your awakening. A part of you that just, to you, basically might be a little bit of interest, but basically is of no interest at all. It's a potential in all of us that most of us just don't care about. And because we live as such and that way, we don't mature and grow. And that maturity and growth means that I don't have any sense of awareness about the meaning of my existence here on earth, but more importantly, that I don't have any meaning to my own life. That is a sad state of affairs. So there you are, Jack. I hope that helps. And I, again, apologize for boring you. And to you, I say, please forgive me. Namaste. You know, when I was sitting in a college and in seminary, I thought to myself, I will not bore people like this teacher, whoever was before me at the time, was boring me. And the minute I saw that look of boredom on people's face, my heart sank when I was younger. And I thought, oh, what am I doing? I'm just boring the hell out of these people. And I felt really bad. And I did everything I could not to be boring. Everything I could. But you know, no matter what you do, it's never enough in this world. Nobody likes you anyway. That's the way it works. Linda from Covina, California. How do I know if any one of us can know the truth? I don't know if we're all built to know it. What do you think, Linda? Linda, we're all built for knowing the truth, but we augment that build, that architecture for awakening into the truth with so much emotionality. And because emotion is more important to us than anything in the world, emotion is everything to us. If something doesn't strike an emotional chord with us, we want nothing to do with it. So emotions have a great deal to do with everything. Yes, we can all know the truth. The question is, why don't we? What emotion is in the way? Now, you have to ask yourself, what emotions do I harbor deep inside me that I make more important than anything else in my life? What is it? What is it that I emotionally cling to that makes me believe in this, this, and that? Now, if you look at the emotions, I'll tell you what is really going on. and I can help you immensely here, but again, this may not make sense to you. People would rather have sense than spirituality. So there is a conversation going on within your brain right now that you know nothing about. It's in the unconscious mind, and it's an argument as well as a conversation, but it always turns into a tug of war. And what it is your DNA versus your genetic nature. And how your DNA and your genetics are talking to each other, the language they use, which is typically a language we don't operate in, it's a subtle language. It is always pinging your emotionality and then pinging your brain to believe in certain things. So here's what's happening. In your unconscious mind, your DNA is saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. You better be careful. The sky is falling. You've got to find security. You've got to find happiness. You've got to find this. You've got to find that. We're in a hole. We won't be able to get out of the hole until we do this, do that, do the other. And typically this is, you know, for men, this is about money and career. And with women, it's about finding a man and making babies and that whole deal. Then the genetics interpret what the DNA is saying, like the sky is falling, and they say, well, I can provide a man, or I can provide a woman, or I can provide money, or I can provide a better job, or we can, be fit and healthy and da-da-da. There you go. And this conversation is going on as a quasi-motivation in the background all the time. It is constantly, constantly going on. It never stops, not 24/7. So when you sit down to meditate, to truly work upon yourself, this conversation is what's constantly interrupting your focus and concentration. So this conversation going back and forth is the one you listen to all the time. Anything that would counteract this conversation, negate it in any way, is considered the enemy. Not important. Foo-foo stuff in our life. Don't even go there. This is just ridiculous. That kind of thing. And when we live like that and live as such, we miss everything that is important to our life. We miss the meaning of our existence here on earth, and we miss the whole shebang. Do we care? No. Because to us, it's about staying alive as long as we possibly can. For what? For what reason would we possibly want to stay alive for as long as we can? Tell me, what is that? And most people don't know. They're just afraid of dying. So this is the conversation that's going on. How important that conversation is to us, Linda, will be the distraction to the truth and the inability to truly comprehend it. Now, there are many truths I do not comprehend. But there are many truths that I don't comprehend that I know and I can't talk about because I don't have the language for it and I don't have the mental acuity to speak about it. But deep inside me, it's like another world. And it's a beautiful world and it opens up to great beauty and joy and insight. And this is going on constantly within me over and over and over. And in you, the same way, in everyone. We can't hear it and can't recognize it because it doesn't speak the language, in my case, of Penn. It doesn't speak Gregory Penn. It speaks another language. Yet I know that language inside me. I know what it means. I know the significance of it. I get it. But I miss it. And it is sad to think that all of this is going on while I am poo-pooing everything that is going on and not recognizing the meaning of my own existence and my own life. It is sad to think, but it is true. And it's what we do, and there's no stopping it. The only time you can deal with it is when you and I are willing to transcend it. It is only in that transcendence through an authentic spiritual practice, meditation, and deep devotion to the practice of awakening that anything occurs. And you're not probably, Linda, going to give that devotion and that practice a lot of time. You're just not going to do it because it doesn't butter your bread. And we only do things basically in the collective that butters our bread. And there's the answer. Yes, you have the capacity. The question is, do you have the willingness? That's the big one. I hope that helps you. I'm sure you're insulted, but don't be. Again, I say to you, please forgive me. Namaste. When I say these things, I am not defending myself. I am not trying to put someone down. It's just the facts of life. You know, you got to deal with it. And the facts of the practice and the facts of living. And you can't be insulted. As Jesus said, blessed is he who is not insulted in me. Because it is very insulting to think we've lived as many years as we have, and we don't get it. The last question comes from Kale. He does not tell me where he lives. I know it's a male because he told me so. How do I know if there is a God? You don't seem to talk much about God. Why, Kale? There is an order to this universe, Kale. It is a fantastic and beautiful order. And I've come to appreciate that order. I've come to appreciate the depth of beauty and intelligence that is in this world. I've come to appreciate the ultimate sense of beauty that is not only around me, but within me and within every person. And I appreciate not only the order, but the laws that govern that order. I bow to them, and they are the things that are most important to me. Now, if you call that God, then that's fine. If you call that Mumba Mimba, that's fine. I don't care what you call it. But there is no crazy-ass God that the Christians and humankind have made up where it's thumbs up or thumbs down and whether or not he's pissed at you or not pissed at you. And it's always a he. And I don't understand why women and why people in general put up with the idea that it's he. And I know you say, well, Jesus said our Father, blah, blah. Well, then you ought to be pretty annoyed at him. In this day and age where people think they're trying to find themselves, they're not. You don't find yourself through gender. You just don't. You find yourself through the heart. So as far as the idea of God is concerned, I don't need to believe in God. The direct experience is what I'm looking for, that absolute direct experience. And if you don't have the direct experience, what do you have in this lifetime? What do you have? You have nothing. You have nothing meaningful. You have nothing to sustain the real meaning of your life. So what does it matter what I believe? Okay? Greg believes in Camelot. Greg believes in Batman. Greg believes in James Bond. You know, Greg can believe in 100 goofy things that don't exist and are silly and fantasies. I believe in Mickey Mouse and all of that. It doesn't matter. Greg's beliefs don't matter. They simply don't matter. And I let him believe whatever he wants to believe, and I just watch him. I never act on his beliefs. I know what makes him smile, and I know what doesn't make him smile. So I get all of that. But the thing that is most important is to be authentic. I am not searching. I am that I am that I am, as Popeye said. I hope that helps. I got to get out of here. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, I'm going to be back on the air tomorrow, so I hope you'll be listening. I'm running out of time. Have a beautiful day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.